ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं गदाति स्वपतान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तनम् हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदा नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 Chapter 21, the title of the chapter is Conversation Between Manu and Kardama, text number गृहीतार्हणम् आसीनाम् सम्यतम् प्रिणयान् मुने स्मरन् भगवत् आदेशम् इति आह सलक्षण्य गिरा। गृहीतार्हणम् आसीनाम् सम्यताम् प्रिणयाम् मुनिः स्मरन् भगवदादेशम् इति आह सलक्षण्य गिरा। गृहीतार्हणम् आसीनाम् सम्यता प्रणयाम् मुनि स्मरण भागवत आदेश इति आह सलक्षण्य गिरा। गृहीतार्हणम् आसीनम् सम्यतम् प्रणयाम् मुनि स्मरण भागवत आदेश इति आह सलक्षण्या गिरा। गृहीतार्हणम् आसीनम् भगवदादेशम् इति आह सलक्षण्या गिरा। गृहीतार्हणमासीनम् सम्यता प्रणया मुनि साम्राट् भगवदादेशम् इति आह सलक्षण्या
ಇತಿಹಾಸ ಶಲಕ್ಷಣ್ಯಾಗಿರ ಕೃತಾರ್ಹಿಣಾಮಾಸೀನ ಸಮ್ಯತಾಂ ಪ್ರಣಯಾಂ ಮುನಿ ಸ್ಮರಣ್ ಭಾಗವತಾದೇಶ ಇತಿಹಾಸ ಲಕ್ಷಣ್ಯಾಗಿರ ಗೃಹೀತ ರಿಸೀವ್ಡ್ ಅರ್ಹಣಂ ಹಾನರ್ ಆಸೀನಂ ಸೀಟೆಡ್ ಸಂಯತಂ ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೈಲೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ರಣಯಾನ್ ಡಿಲೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಮುನಿಹಿ ದ ಸೇಜ್ ಸ್ಮರಣ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆದೇಶಂ ದ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಇತಿ ದಸ್ ಆಹ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಸಲಕ್ಷಣ್ಯ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಗಿರಾ ವಿತ್ ಅ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ರಿಸೀವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟ್ ಡೌನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸೈಲೆಂಟ್ ರಿಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕರ್ದಮ ದೆನ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಟು ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಸ್ ಡಿಲೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಸೊ ಐಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಡ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 50 ನೂನಂ ಚಂಕ್ರಮಾನಂ ದೇವ ಸತಾಂ ಸಂಪ್ರಕ್ಷಣ್ಯತೆ ವಧ್ಯಾಚಾಸ್ತಂ ಯಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಹರೇ ಶಕ್ತಿರ್ಹಿ ಪಾಲಿನಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ The tour you have undertaken, O Lord, is surely intended to protect the virtuous and kill the demons. Since you embody the protecting energy of Sri Hari, purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears from many Vedic literature, especially histories like Srimad Bhagavatam and the Puranas, that the pious kings of old used to tour their kingdoms in order to give protection to the pious citizens and to chastise or kill the impious. Sometimes they used to kill animals in the forest to practice the killing art because without such practice they would not be able to kill the undesirable elements. Kshatriyas are allowed to commit violence in that way because violence for a good purpose is part of their duty. Here two terms are clearly mentioned, Vadhya for the purpose of killing and Asatam, those who are undesirable. The protecting energy of the king is supposed to be the energy of the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 4.8, the Lord says, Paritranaya sadunam vinachaya chatushkritam. The Lord descends to give protection to the pious and to kill the demons. The potency, therefore, to give protection to the pious and kill the demons or undesirable is directly an energy from the Supreme Lord. And the king or the chief executive of the state is supposed to possess this such energy. In this age, it is very difficult to find such a head of state who is expert in killing the undesirables. Modern heads of state sit very nicely in their palaces and try without reason to kill innocent persons. So here, the background is Kardama Muni is meditating on the Lord and the Lord gives darshan to him and then he gives the direction day after tomorrow this Swayambhuva Manu and his wife will come and like all the details are given. So he is here. It's very wonderful. Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us so many things actually. The etiquette, how to behave. Like even though Swayambhuva Manu is a great personality. He is one of the Prajapati. Like he, Lord Brahma, created Swayambhuva Manu. And what is his purpose? What is Manu's purpose? Yes, to procreate. Like he has to generate population. So this is the purpose. And then he is now going to find, because this is the responsibility like given to him by Lord Brahma. Again, that responsibility to Brahma has been given by Lord Krishna now because the material world has to be there. Sometimes the people ask this question, what is the need of this material world? Why Krishna created this material world? There is no need of, if Krishna knows so many problems are there, why we create this material world? It is not Krishna didn't want to create this material world. The living entity, the rebellious living entity, they wanted to create this material. It's not Krishna's problem. It is our problem. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. So what Krishna says, okay, you want to enjoy separately from me? Okay, then you go down to that. In spiritual world, there is no dvanda. There is only one Ishwara. Everybody is his servant only. But here, the living entity, this is an unceremonious way of thinking like, yes, I want to enjoy separately from you. I don't know why this thought comes to the mind. But that is why the whole material world is created. The living entity wanted to enjoy separately from the Lord. That is why it's not a Lord's fault, that it's a living entity's fault creating that desire. If it is in union with the Lord, there is no need of this material world. So for this purpose, the material world is created, and all the paraphernalia, all the manus are coming, all the prajapatis are coming, everybody is coming, so that the procreation, all the people can fulfill their desire. But Lord did not leave this as it is. Okay, oh, you wanted to go away from it? Okay, go to hell. No, he didn't do that. So he created a system by which gradually one can elevate. So even though people are rebellious, like people put in the jail, okay, you are put in the jail. Okay, you are eternally condemned. No, not like that. There is a process by which they can follow and they can slowly reform themselves and come out of the jail. That's supposed to happen. But it's not happening now. Somebody goes into the jail as a pickpocket and comes out as a big gunda. That's what's happening now. Because there is no reformation happening. There is no consciousness is not getting reformed. So people go into the jail and then they come out as a big dada. But instead, the material world is created in such a way that we have envy. Because of the envy, only we came to this material. We want to enjoy separately from the Lord. So the material world is created and a process is given so that gradually the person can give up this envy, give up this all these bad qualities, and then try to understand the real position of the soul and the God, and then what is the relationship, and then how to reestablish the relationship, all this if you can understand. That's the process is given. So one of that process is like the Varnasrama Dharma. Varnasrama Dharma is Varna and Ashrama. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So this is Varna and Ashrama. So this Varnashrama system is given so that the people can gradually make advancement. Krishna knows not everybody is in the same platform. Somebody is a brahmachari, that will fit his disposition. That doesn't mean that everybody will fit into that disposition. Not everybody can be a brahmachari. So somebody can be a brahmachari and somebody can be a grahastha. Somebody can be like, yes, okay, I can't remain a brahmachari, naishtika brahmachari, akanta brahmachari, I cannot be. So yes, you are also legitimate. Yes, you also get married and then you beget children. And then naturally after that somebody gets married and after get children, naturally they will get renunciation. Because nobody can say that I can remain like a completely, because slowly all this material world is meant like that. Sometimes people say, oh, it is very frustrating. It is to be frustrating only. Actually, the Lord created the material world in such a way that it should, if it is not frustrating, how are you going to give up this material world? How we are going to go back home to Godhead? So if material world is frustrating, mean it should be frustrating. Dukkalayam asaswatam. It should be frustrating. If somebody thinks material world is not frustrating me, that means that person is not in a proper consciousness. Material world should be frustrating. It should be frustrating. Each and every endeavor here should be frustrating. But a devotee who is engaged in the service of the Lord, all for this, for him, everything becomes easy. Actually, by thinking about the Lord, engaging in the service of the Lord, all the activities becomes easy. So that's not a problem. For a devotee, that's why Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he says, this material world is not a problem for him. Why? Because wherever he sees Krishna, wherever he sees service of Krishna, he does not see anything other than that. So for him, there is no problem. If somebody wants to enjoy this material world, for him is Dukkalayam and Saswatam. We'll give all this problem. Actually, even this, all the frustrations, all the problems are given, still we want to adjust here, little bit adjustment here, little bit adjustment there, and then we want to continue like this. People don't mind coming back to the material. They don't know what is the problem. Coming back. It's a big problem. So the system is given so that gradually person make advancement. So here, part of somebody can be a brahmachari, and here Kardama Muni, he is praying to the Lord. So just he get a compatible disposition is very important. Compatible disposition is very, very important, especially in a marriage. If somebody wants to, there is nothing actually, sometimes Prabhupada says that it's like a Garuda Mumuni asking the Lord. He could ask liberation directly. Lord is standing in front of him. Why he is asking for like a give me a wife? That's not sounding very. But Lord understands that. Because not everybody is in there like, okay, so he's ready for liberation. Not everybody is go back home, back to Godhead. Not fit to go back home, back to Godhead. Because they have still some of the propensities are there which they have to fulfill. So without fulfilling this propensity, if they go back and then again, like it's going to have some disturbance. So that is why, so it's nothing wrong in that. Actually the devotee, even some devotee when he's in need, if he is asking the Lord, that is not considered like a bad action. Krishna says also, Chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukruti na arjuna artha sinyasu artha arti jnani cha bharadarshava. So he is called sukruti. They are all sukruti. At least they are coming to the Lord and asking. Who can they ask actually? See, Lord is his eternal father. He is asking the Lord. So no problem. And Lord is fulfilling the desire. Yes, this is what. So, and then after that, what is happening? This is like not that, okay, now I got married to Devahuti and now I'm going to live like 100 years, just keep on enjoying. No. After the daughters are born, the sons are born, son is born, and then he immediately leaves. This is the beauty. The beauty of the Vedic system is not like the person stays in this family and rots for the end of the life, you know, until the last minute Yamaraj comes and kicks and I will sit here. No, that is not the purpose actually. Grihastha ashram means you have to become, yes, you have some propensity, you have to fulfill the propensity. Yes, you fulfill the propensity and then go forward. What is going forward is like a next ashram, vanaprastha. And then finally sannyas. Like this is the gradation. This is the gradation one has to follow. Even if you don't follow, you will be forced actually. How long you can keep on enjoying, at one point in time, you will be kicked out. Like now you have to leave this body and then go again. Go to the next life. So before that day comes, we have to make the preparation. Prabhupada says, you know, like sometimes everybody knows death is certain. Nobody can deny that. Oh no, I am not going to die. No, nobody can say that. Even Lord Brahma, when Hiranyakashipu asked this question, like, make me immortal. He said, no, I can't make you immortal. Why? Because myself is mortal. I have to die. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. After the 1,000 years, I have to die also. So, everybody knows that we have to die. But then what preparation are we making? That is the question. Because that is a million-dollar question. Because we make so many preparations. Sometimes when people want to go to one-day picnic, they make so many plans. So many things, so many arrangements, so many cooking, so many things, they make plans well ahead. Sometimes, you know, like now only May, so people, December, they have to go for holidays, and only they make plans actually. So many preparation. But all these things are very good, but what preparation are you making for the final journey? That journey, we all have to make plan. What currency are you going to take? What kind of items you are going to carry? So that we have to plan. Most of the time that is goes. Nobody bothers about it. This is like death happens. But Prabhupada says, we don't want to die like cats and dogs. We want to understand, yes, death will come. But before that, we have to be prepared for that. Whether we have we done, what kind of devotional service we have done, whether we have done this activity. So because again, we don't want to come back again to this material world. That is what the whole purpose. So here, Kardamumuni, that's why after he's asking the Lord, and then the Lord is saying like, now he'll fulfilling the desire, and now here we are seeing, after receiving the sage's attention, the king sat down and was silent, recalling the instructions of the Lord. Kardama then spoke to the king as follows, delighting him with his sweet accents. So even though he may be a king, Swayambhuva Manu, but in front of the sage, he is still subordinate. So this is not like because the sage is like he is subordinate only to the Lord. He is not subordinate to anyone else. So even though he may Maharaj, Swayambhuva Manu is a great personality, still he followed the etiquette. And Prabhupada says before also in this purport, even this is the etiquette of the king, and also the etiquette of the sage is to give blessings. So this is normally what happens when a saintly person comes. So we just, we want to take blessings. And the saintly, what kind of blessings? No, saintly person has come, okay, now you please give me a number for the Tatsalato or something. No, that is not the blessing actually. We have to get a saintly person, how to get out of this material world, what upaya is there, what kind of activity I should do to get out. That type of blessings we have to take. Not that, oh, a saintly person has come, very lucky person, you select one number, so this I'll get all. No, that is not the purpose actually. The same way, and the saintly person also has an etiquette, what kind of blessing to give. It's not like give some blessing, mundane blessing. So Krishnair Mati Rastu, always remember Krishna. That is the best blessing. What blessing else you can give? Best blessing is always remember Krishna, never forget him. If you get that blessing, finished. What is finished? Your material life is finished. So that way then you can continue. Because this is what we have to aspire for. Sometimes, you know, people are very worried actually. Like, oh, life is finished. Oh, my life will be finished. No, your material life will be finished. You will be still in the material world. You will be going to office and coming. Everything you will be doing. But your consciousness will be always in the Lord. That is what we have to develop. You may be here. This is what Prabhupada says. Ihesya haredhasya karmana manasa vacha nikilasvam yabestashu jivan mukta cha uchyate. You may be in the material world. You may be going to the same supermarket, same office, same tram, same bus. Everything is same. But your consciousness is completely different. How? Because your existence is always in the service of the Lord. You will be thinking, going to office, even though going to office is like for you it will be mechanical. For somebody, it will be very, very, this thing, very, very procedural, they will go to office. But when you come to temple, mechanical. For a devotee, it is the other way around. Going to office will be mechanical. Coming to temple will be with so much of enthusiasm. So this is what the consciousness changes. When the consciousness changes, then it is very, very clear. Then you don't have to come again to this material world. So janma karma chame devyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. You don't have to come again to this material world. Again go through the same, this birth, death, disease, old age, all this circus we don't have to go through actually. So Krishna relieves you from all these activities. So here the king is also following the etiquette, and the saintly person, now he is saying, Kardama Muni spoke to the king as follows, delighting him with his sweet accent. So here Srila Prabhupada says here, the translation, the tour you have undertaken, O Lord, is surely intended to protect the virtuous and kill the demons, since you embodied the protecting energy of Sri Hari. So such a wonderful statement he is making, because he is also glorifying the king. It's not that, okay, the king is also very qualified and the sage is also qualified. Actually, when Dasaratha Maharaj, when he was ruling Ayodhya, at that time Vishwamitra Muni is coming. He want to come and he want to take the Ram and Lakshman for the forest. Okay. At that time, normally when we say, how are you, how are things? So this is the normal kind of exchanges. But they don't, say when Vishwamitra Muni came, so Dasaratha Maharaj is asking, Punarjanma Jayaya. How are you working out the Punarjanma Jayaya? That means, the Punarjanma means next to birth, you have to conquer the next to birth. How are you working towards that? Normally we are, how are things going, what's up? Is that what's up again? That is not, the normal questions are not needed. What is the question needed for the saintly person is, what are we doing? How are we advancing? How are we making plans so that go back home, back to God? These type of subject matter to be discussed. Not the normal, what is the stock market? What is this? Whether have you invested here in euro or a dollar? That is not a subject matter to discuss with the saintly person. So this is what, it's not only the person is qualified and the sage is also qualified and the king is also equally qualified. So that is why the exchanges can happen. So Prabhupada says here, it appears from the many Vedic literature, especially histories like Srimad Bhagavatam and the Puranas, that the pious kings of old used to tour their kingdom in order to give protection to the pious citizens and chastise or kill the impious. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this is the Brahmana has his characteristic Lakshana and Kshatriya has his Lakshana, Vaishya, Sudra. So here he says, this is a Kshatriya's responsibility is to give protection. Krishi Gorakshya Vanikyam. So this is before that. What is that sloka? I remember. What is that? Krishna says that Brahmana's characteristics and that Kshatriya's characteristics. 18th chapter, Krishna says. This is Dairyam, Sauryam Dejo, Dhridhidaksha, Yudde Chapi Palayanam, Dhanam Iswara Bhavascha, Kshatram Karma Swabhavajam. This Swabhava, what is the Swabhava for the Kshatriya? Is Kshatram Karma Swabhavajam. He has to give protection. That is why Kshatriya. Kshatriya. So he has to give protection. So for protecting the citizens, the king has to tour. Not that sit in a bullet proof chamber and keep on giving instructions. That is what happening. The modern heads of state, they sit there and they give instructions only. They don't do anything. They are not called Kshatriyas. They are like even lower than the Sudras only. They are not. Kshatriya means the first person who will be leading the battle, he will be the first person. So he will enthuse the army. So he will be the first person to stand there and he will fight. That is Kshatriya. So, and here the king is saying, it appears from many Vedas, sorry, the king is saying, your tour you have undertaken, O Lord, is surely intended to protect the virtuous and kill the demons, since you embody the protective energy of Sri Hari. Actually, Lord Krishna also says the same thing. Lord Krishna also has a mission. What is his mission? Paritranaya sadhunam. Vinasaya sadushkrutam. Dharma samstapa nartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So Lord Krishna has a mission, and Lord Krishna fulfills his mission through the agency of these kings. So this is what the kings are called. Prabhupada says Naradeva. Naradeva means he's a representative of the Lord in this material world. He's a representative of God, actually. He is representing God. And the king also has to behave like that. Like we have kings, say, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, and also great kings like Parikshit Maharaj. They never considered themselves like they are the kings, actually. They always considered the servants of the Lord. Like the Maharaj Puri. So when the Ratayatra comes, the king comes personally and sweeps in front of the Lord, whether king or a chaprasi, everybody is the same. Chaprasi means the person who is cleaning the street. They are considered the same. The king, he has his responsibility. And the other cleaner, he has his responsibility. So the king never thinks that like I am such and such, I am great. No, king never thinks like that. And king is always, it's like a king is also, there is always a checks and balances in the Vedic system. It is not like a king is now, he can do anything and everything. No, king is also checks and balance. The king is assisted by the minister, and also there is a Raja Guru. So he will be giving guidance. There will be a spiritual master for the king. So finally he is the sanctioning authority. He will say any kind of spiritual questions, any how to run the kingdom or what to make decisions, he consults it. So the consultation continues always. It's not that, okay, now I have become a king, I don't need any consultation. No. You need a consultation always. For devotees also. Devotee, because the problem is when we think like independently I can do, then Maya can trick us actually. So that's why always when there is some issue, some problem, or whether problem or not problem, some consultation has to be there. Even Srila Prabhupada used to consult his disciples. So in terms of construction, he has asked how to do this. Is it okay? Because he's a spiritual master. He does not have to ask anyone, the disciples. But still, he wanted to give the take their advice and do whatever their knowledge, whatever they have. So this is very, very important. So here is Kardava Muni is glorifying Maharaj Swayambhuva Manu, and he is saying sometimes they used to see you give protection to the pious citizens and chastise or kill the impious. So Prabhupada says sometimes they used to kill animals in the forest to practice the killing art, because without such practice they would not be able to kill the undesirable elements. So it is not like they are going on a killing spree and keep on killing all the animals in the forest. That is not the purpose of Kshatriya. Kshatriya can go, and if there is sometimes the wild animals will come, part of that he will kill that. That's not a problem. That is not he will not incur sin for that. But if he goes around and keeps on killing animals left, right, center on his way, then he gets reactions. So there is always activity which are prescribed activity which are he can perform. And there are some activities we can capriciously, like he can do some this thing, that is not recommended actually. So Prabhupada continues, Kshatriyas are allowed to commit violence in that way because violence for good purpose is part of their duty. So Prabhupada always very heavy against the ahimsa. Ahimsa is okay. Your ahimsa is okay if the other party is also following ahimsa. The other person is himsa, then we also have to sometimes we have to take the danda, and then we have to give some instructions actually. It's not always. So my main thing is ahimsa. Prabhupada translates that if you are not giving Krishna consciousness, because you are stopping somebody's progress in Krishna consciousness, then that is himsa. If somebody is making progress in Krishna and you are stopping their progress, that is the real himsa. Not that just killing and other things are other thing, but you have to be very compassionate and give the knowledge to others. If you have wonderful medicine and if somebody is suffering from that and you keep the medicine locked in the cupboard, what is the use? So that is himsa. You are creating a disturbance for that person. So we have to share the medication. Same way we have the aushada is there, the bhava aushada. We are where his holy name is there, Srimad Bhagavad Gita there, Srimad Bhagavatam there. So this message has to be given. So that is the best option. So, and here Prabhupada continue, the protecting energy of the king is supposed to be the energy of the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinasaya Dushkritam. The Lord descends to give protection to the pious and to kill the demons. The potency therefore to give protection to the pious and kill the demons are undesirable is directly an energy from the Supreme Lord. And the king or the chief executive of the state is supposed to possess such energy. So the king has to put himself in a condition as a representative of the Lord. Then only he can do all this. Because if the king thinks I am independent, I can do anything and everything, then he can't protect actually. Then he will not be doing his duty properly. So the king has always has to put himself as a representative of the Lord. I am representing the Lord and I am not making it. Because every time, no, like a king is, any activity he do, he consults. He consults the minister, he consults the Gola Guru, Raja Guru, and then he makes the decisions. So then he is giving protection. So as the Lord gives protection and also the king, Naradeva, he is also giving protection. So Prabhupada says the potency of giving that protection is given to this king so that they can execute. So that is very, very important point we have to understand, because in the modern situation, like we have fathers are there, teachers are there, mothers, so we all have to give protection to the whoever are dependent on us actually. Srimad Bhagavatam Prahlad Maharaj says, one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a king, one should not become a guru if they are not able to deliver the dependence actually. So this is the prime necessity that first we should know. We should know what is the process. We should know how to get out of this entanglement. And then try to give the knowledge to the dependents also. The king, it's not like a king only exact taxes and then will sit in the chamber. No, king also has to make sure everybody is gainfully employed. They are doing some activity. They are performing their devotional activity. Everything he has to see to. He will, sometimes the kings will come in the disguise and see whether those things are, the kingdom, everything is going on nicely. Because king has a responsibility. And also it is said in the Shastra, if the citizens perform all the devotional activity, king will also get 1/6 of the percentage, 1/6 of that fall or the result, he will get also. And the same way, if the citizens perform all this nonsense, then king is also responsible. So that way, king has a responsibility, not just to I'll be a king like only for the paper. No, he has to really execute. That is why the modern kings and the ancient kings, like Parikshit Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, all the Yudhishthira Maharaj, all these great personalities, they executed this order very, very dutifully. They felt the need. Yes, I am representing the Lord. I am the representative of the Lord. And I have to look after my citizens properly. If you don't, then that's not good. Then you are not fit for a king. So that is why so much power is given or so much this thing is given, because you have a higher responsibility of seeing to the well-being, not only spiritual, only material well-being, the spiritual well-being of the citizens. So that is very important. The king's responsibility. And if anything is not going right, any citizen can go to the king and petition also. So king should be keeping himself accessible to all these things. So that is what is mentioned here. Because king is not like some position. Okay, I can enjoy life and I can get taxes. I can spend the money and vagabond type of life. No, that is not king actually. King is very responsible. So here, and why responsible? He is representing the protective energy of the Lord. And he has to do, and he has to understand, he has to realize that Lord has given me this opportunity and I will perform this my duty as a king. And at the end of the life, I will also go back home, back to Godhead. So this is, if the king looks after the citizen properly, then end of the time, the king also will be liberated. Actually. King also will go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the beauty of the system, the Varnashrama system. We have, as we discussed, we have a Kshatriya, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. We have four people are there. Okay. So somebody is a Brahmana. They will be in a kind of a position where they will be giving all the advice or kind of counsel, all these things they will be doing. And there are Kshatriya are there, and then there is Vaisyas are there. Grishi Korakshya Vanikyam, Vaisya Karma Svabhavajam, Paricharyatmakam Karmam Sudrasyapi Svabhavajam. So they have a characteristics for Svabhava for the Sudra, Svabhava for Vaisya, Svabhava for Kshatriya, Svabhava for Brahmana. All these people are there. But finally, Srimad Bhagavatam says also, what is the purpose of all these Varnasrama Dharma? Finally, sometimes I am very, very dutiful. I am performing everything nicely. But finally, samsiddhir haritoshanam. Finally, you have to remember Lord Hari. Atapumbir dujasreshta varnasrama vibhagasha sthanu sthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. Hari has to be pleased. That is the common denominator. Bottom line is Hari has to be pleased. If that Hari is not pleased, then whether you are Brahmana is a waste, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra, everything is a waste. Shrama evaihi kevalam. Dharma swanustita pumsa vishvaksena katasuya na utpadayate yati ratim shrama evaihi kevalam. All our activities will be useless labor. Why? Because we have not developed attention or attraction towards the wonderful messages of Lord Hari. So that will be waste actually. So that's why we have to mold our life. Prabhupada uses the word in Bhagavad Gita purport. We have to mold our way, mold our life in such a way we remember Krishna. Somehow or other engage in the service of Krishna so that the punarjanma jayaya. So we have to make arrangement so that we don't have to take birth again into this material world. And whether you are as a Brahmana you can do, as a Kshatriya you can do, as a Vaisya, as a Shudra. Whatever may be your social or spiritual position, you can still do. It's not that not everybody has to be a Brahmana, not everybody has to be a Kshatriya, it's not possible. That is why according to the Guna and Karma. So if you understand in Bhagavad Gita, how Lord Krishna created this, based on the Guna and Karma, he has created this characteristic. So that according to the Guna and Karma, you are put in this position. And from there, we continue our process. Remembering that, always our the aim is, whether I am a, whatever may be my social position or the varna and ashrama, my aim is to please Lord Hari. If that is not going to happen, then we have to examine ourselves. What am I doing then? What am I doing? Because this, if whether it's not a, this is not like a, when you go back from back to Godhead, nobody is going to, whether you came from a Brahmana background, Kshatriya background, Vaisya. No, have you developed love of Godhead? That's it. If you can develop that in whatever, whether you can be at some same time, somebody can be a brahmachari, somebody can be a grahastha, somebody can be vanaprastha, somebody can be a sannyasi. So there also. So all this varna and ashrama, the final line is Hari has to be pleased. So Vishnu Purana also mentions that in the this thing. This is like all our activities, the final result is measured whether that Hari was pleased by your activities. If that is, then there is a tick. Otherwise, there is no tick. So that's why we have to, we are not kings. At least we have a grahastha, or we have some responsibility, we have some dependence on us. It is our responsibility. We lead a life also in Krishna consciousness, and also we try to give this knowledge to our dependents also. Because otherwise, you know, if you don't, then we are not fulfilling our responsibility. We have to give. Sometimes people, I give, but they don't take it. That's a different thing. Sometimes we try to give, and then they think, I know better. I don't need your advice. So that's a different thing. But from our side, sincerely, we should try to give this knowledge. And Prabhupada concludes here. Modern heads of state sit very nicely in their palaces and try without reason to kill innocent persons. So Prabhupada always heavy on this subject. The modern rulers, because they do not represent the real Kshatriya. Because the real Kshatriya is like he will be the one to come out. He will fight, and he will be the front of the battle. He will be like enthusing all the warriors. But normally the modern day Kshatriyas, modern day politicians or modern day executives, they just give only orders only. Bomb this one, bomb that one, bomb this. This is what the... So there is no Kshatriya spirit in that. There is only manipulation. So we have to be careful, and we learned so many etiquettes. We learned from Srimad Bhagavatam and how a king or relate with the sage. And it all applies. So when we also, sometimes we meet sage, saintly persons, and how we have to deal with them. So it gives... This is like a... Bhagavatam is always a learning actually. It's a continuous learning. The companies, they say, you know, like a continuous improvement. There is not like, okay, now I have made, that's it. There is, I have made, achieved everything. There is no more, nothing needed. No, it is not possible. We have to, every day we learn, every day we learn. And we keep on refining ourselves. Until that time, once you refine, and then this is like a constant refinement is needed. So that by Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to develop that taste actually. We have to develop the taste of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is like a Nityam Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. If you do that, then all these anarthas, all the unwanted things in the heart, slowly, gradually, they go away. So this is the prescription given by the Shastra. And it applies to everyone, actually. This is our responsibility. We don't have to write big things. Already Prabhupada has given. Just we have to read and try to follow. We don't have to do any research work. No? Already research has been done. Now we have to follow only. Yeah? Because most of the time people keep on doing research only. If you keep on doing research, when are you going to follow? Huh? So that's why we stopped that research work. Now we have everything, all the cream of the Vedanta is available. So we just try to read, understand, and then apply that in our life. Then our life will be successful. Stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Question. Yes. Because see, Lord Krishna, in that sloka, he never mentions about the caste or anything. He says, Janma is not mentioned. Only Guna and Karma is mentioned. Actually. See, this is like Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhakasha Tasya Kartaram Abhimam Vidhi Akartaram Avyayam. Krishna says, Guna and Karma. So now what has happened, what your question is like modern days, it is called caste system. Somebody born in a Brahmin family is a Brahmana. Somebody born in a Kshatriya family is a Kshatriya. So this is not coming by birth actually. For example, my father was a doctor. Am I automatically a doctor? No. I also have to go to school. I have to go to college. I have to go to medical practitioner, whatever that internship, everything. Then only I become a doctor. Then how can I, like, just because of Brahmana, my father was a Brahmana, then my activities are all that debauchee character activity. Then how will I be a Brahmana? It's a common sense. But people don't want to give up that. That's a problem. Because the Brahmana, being a Brahmana has some weightage, you know, some facility is given, so they don't want to give up. This Brahmana standards I will not be able to follow, but I want to the facilities of the Brahmana. That is what the problem. So we don't want to be. See, that is why we never, caste is not a problem. See, now modern day caste has become a problem. Every different caste. But Krishna, Guna and Karma. Krishna never says about caste. Krishna never talks about the Janma. Because this is a man, caste is man-made. But what Krishna says, according to the qualities and activities, these characteristics are made. So for example, somebody is, by nature, he is a mercantile person. Okay? That person you put in this thing, like he went to Tirupati, like a, and then the person is naturally always thinking about business. And he went, we see Tirupati, they see, appreciate Venkat Ramana Swami, everything. And he says, oh, this is a good opportunity. We can do a lot of export and import. His business, his mind is export and import. His mind is not on the how we can worship Balaji. That is not, because this is the nature. So that is also not bad. Okay, but that option, that propensity, you use it in service of the Lord. So that is why Krishna says, based on the guna and karma, whatever your guna and karma, accordingly you do activities. If your guna is like, for example, somebody is a very intellectual person, you put him in digging this thing, no? So that person may not fit in that category. The same way, another person, he may be a very, very passionate person, put him in the intellectual, he will spoil the whole thing. So it may not fit there. So we have to understand. First, we have to be humble. Yes, I am in this quality, so I'll perform well in that particular role. We have to do like that. Otherwise, everybody thinks I am a Brahmana only. That doesn't work like that. We have to, the guna and karma has to match that. So it's not like, sometimes people criticize Krishna, oh, your Krishna only created the caste system. That is why we are having all the problems. Our Krishna never created this caste system. He created Varnashrama Dharma based on the guna and karma only, not because of the caste. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.